And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 16th of September 2025. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Fitzroy, Sole, Irish Sea, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Biscay 1025 by 1800 Tuesday. Low North 40s 985 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Variable 2 to 4 at first in the Atsiras, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Atsira. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, west or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in 4th, showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic becoming northwest, 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, west or southwest, gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dover and White, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 in northwest, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west backing southwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea, showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, west 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall, showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest, veering east later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, except in Hebrides. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Northwest by north, 5. Recent rain, 9 miles, 1003. Rising more slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by north, 3. 6 miles, 1001. Rising more slowly. Lerwick. Northwest by west, 3. 27 miles, 994. Rising more slowly. Wick, automatic. Northwest, 3. 11 miles, 998. Rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 3, 8 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Lucas, north by east 2, rain 1500 meters, 998, rising quickly. Boomer, west southwest 4, 32 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west southwest 5, 999, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 8, 5 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 7, 2 miles, 1,014. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West by south, 7, 1,014, rising more slowly. Jersey, west, 5, 8 miles, 1,019, rising. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. West by south, 7, 2 miles, 1,017. Scilly, automatic. West by north, 4, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by north, 5, 13 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west, 7, 11 miles, 1,012, rising. Valley, west, 6, 14 miles, 1,009, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west, 8, 5 miles, 1,006, rising more slowly. Valentia, west by north, 4, 7 miles, 1,017, rising. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 6, 12 miles, 1,004, rising more slowly. Malinhead, northwest by west, 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,005, rising quickly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west, 4, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1,002, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure situated in the North Sea, will move northeastwards into Scandinavia, allowing a brief ridge of high pressure to move across the British Isles during Tuesday. Another area of low pressure and associated fronts will then move in from the Atlantic throughout Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 5 to 7, veering north, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Rattray Head until later. Occasional rain or showers, mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the south, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, then mainly fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, then mainly fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later in west. Showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5 later, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West 6 to gale 8, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later, then occasionally 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then backing south later. Occasional rain, becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly and northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and far south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West and northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West and northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and far southwest, showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
If Israel wants to assassinate Hamas's political leadership, why is it negotiating with them? And if it wants to negotiate for the release of hostages, why is it assassinating everyone with whom it could negotiate?
Qatar fiercely criticizes a recent deadly Israeli attack on Doha at an emergency summit of Muslim nations, even as the US Secretary of State appears to fully back Israel. President Trump announces he's sending the National Guard into the city of Memphis. The US military carries out its second fatal strike in 2 weeks on a Venezuelan boat, an attack Venezuela's leader says is aimed at bringing about regime change. And the World Stone Skimming Championship is rocked by scandal.
The smoothness and the fact that they fitted the ring of truth almost exactly raised some concerns.
We'll tell you more after this bulletin of World News.
This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Gulf Arab states at an emergency summit in Doha have called on Washington to ensure that Israel does not repeat last week's attacks on Hamas targets in Qatar. As the summit was taking place, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted a visit to Jerusalem by the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Mr. Netanyahu said he did not rule out further action against Hamas leaders wherever they were. But in Washington, President Trump again said Israel would not conduct any further attacks in Qatar, a US ally. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman has more.
America's allies in the Gulf had always believed that their alliance with the US, particularly in the form of hosting US forces on their soil, gave them protection. But that preconception has really been shattered by the events of the last week. And so you have this very awkward moment now with Mr. Rubio heading to Doha as part of the next stop of this trip, discussions with Qatar. Meanwhile, Israel continuing to say that it will hunt down leaders of Hamas, and the Arab countries accusing the US now of facilitating Israeli escalation over diplomacy.
President Trump has confirmed he's sending the National Guard to the city of Memphis in the state of Tennessee. The move marks an escalation in Mr. Trump's use of military force to tackle crime. He made the announcement in the Oval Office.
Today, at the request of Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee, who's standing with us, as you know, I'm signing a presidential memorandum to establish the Memphis Safe Task Force. And it's very important because of the crime that's going on, not only in Memphis, in many cities, and we're going to take care of all of them.
President Trump has said the U.S. has carried out another strike on a boat carrying what he called narco-terrorists from Venezuela. He said